What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Evangelist Peaches, and I have none other than Apostle Dirty Red. We is up in here in the cut up this morning, but this morning we're going to do something a little different. Y'all thought we had a word today, but we got a prayer for you. Something that's going to knock your socks off, make you think twice about your life and get your life back in order. So how you doing, Apostle Dirty Red?
Oh, he's blessed of the Lord.
You.
Oh. Wait, did I just call you something?
You call me another woman's name.
Well, the Bible said he gave somebody, he gave Sarai another name.
He gave Sarah another name.
So I guess the Lord is trying to do, he's trying to take you out of Peaches and take you into Valencia.
I can see that. Yes, I. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I could. Well, so today you said we was gonna do something different.
We're gonna do something different today.
And what might that be, Apostle Dirty Red?
We're gonna pray with and for the people of God.
What?
We're gonna pray with and for the people of God.
What?
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
Yes.
So we ask that if all minds are clear. Now, we want this prayer to touch you in your soul, so don't be cutting up like we be cutting up. You understand here? All right, Apostle.
We're going to pray now. All hearts and minds clear.
Yes, sir.
If you're one of those prophet people that have those tallits, you can take your tallit out right now and just begin to speak in tongues.
Oh, get it, Apostle.
Get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name.
Yes.
We bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. The song says, just another day that you have kept us.
Mm.
Just another day that you have kept us. You have kept us from all evil. You've kept us from all matter of hurt, harm, and danger. And for
this,
God, we thank you. You have kept us, Lord God. Hallelujah, for another day, Lord God. You've kept us another day. You've kept us, hallelujah, in our right mind. You've kept us, Lord God, in the midst of a whole pandemic, Lord God.
You've kept us, Lord God.
Even through danger seen and unseen, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
You've kept us, Lord God, from all the wicked things in high places. You've kept us, Lord God. You kept us even when we didn't want to be kept, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God, from so many things, Lord God, that we can't even fathom, Lord God. So, Lord, we just say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We don't even come just to petition. We come just to give you glory, Lord God. So much oftentimes in this day and age, Lord God, we come petitioning, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
But we don't give any thanks, Lord God,
which
is the basis of prayer, which is the basis of relationship with you, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, says to offer up the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, which is our reasonable service, Lord God. So before we do anything on today, Lord God, before we get started with our day, Lord God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, Lord God. We lift up your name high above the earth, Lord God. Lord God, your word says all power in heaven and earth have been given unto you, Lord God. All the power in the earth and all the power in the heavens have been given unto you, Lord Jesus. Therefore, there is no devil, no demon, no principality that can get in the way of your power.
Yes, Lord.
There is no demon that can get in the way of your release, Lord God. There's nothing that can get in the way of your love, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God. There's nothing that can get in your way, Lord God, because the Bible says that they who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah, Lord God.
They
that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives right now, Lord God. There are some points, Lord God, where we don't feel comfortable. There's some times, Lord God, where we're just mad, Lord God. There's some times where we're just impatient, Lord God. There's some times, Lord God, where we don't want to be where we are, but Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that this is only for a season. These times are only for seasons, Lord God. That these seasons are a contribution, Lord God, to our development.
Say it, Apostle. Lord God.
These are just a moment of development, Lord God. We thank you for the process, Lord God.
We thank you,
Lord God, for the process, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the process, Lord God. For in due time and due season, we shall reap a harvest, Lord God.
Yes,
and
yes.
So, Lord God, we shut up the spirit of complaining, Lord God. For your word says to count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Even when we go through trials, even when we go through tribulations, you say to count it all joy.
Yes.
For with the trying of our faith produces patience, Lord God. The trying of our faith produces endurance, Lord
God. Lord.
And your word also says that the race is not given to the swift,
but
to those who endure to the end, Lord God. So the trying of our faith is producing endurance, Lord God.
Yes.
And for this, Lord God, we thank you and we
thank
you and we bless you, Lord Jesus. We open up our mouths and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We open up our mouths and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We glorify you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is nothing that can stand in the way of you, Lord God. There is nothing that can interfere with your word, Lord God. There's nothing that can interfere with your judgment. There's nothing that can interfere, Lord God, with our relationship with you, Lord God. For your word says that there is nothing that can separate us from your love. There is no height, nor depth, nor angel, nor demon that can ever separate us from him. So, Lord God, we just connect back to you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We reconnect back to you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We focus back to you, Lord God. It's not about the job. It's not about what we're doing. It's not about where we're going. It's about following you, Lord God, and looking to you, Lord God. Your word said, Lord God, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
and all of its righteousness and all else shall be added unto you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we turn away from all the things of this world and we turn back to righteousness, Lord God. We turn back to the kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
And
Lord
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, we command this atmosphere, the atmosphere around us, Lord God, to conform to your spirit, Lord God, to be brought under subjugation of your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We command the atmosphere to come into alignment with the spirit of God, now in the name of Jesus,
Lord God.
For your spirit, Lord God, doesn't just dwell in us, but it dwells around us, Lord God. So we command the atmosphere to come into alignment with the atmosphere of your spirit, Lord God. We command the atmosphere, Lord God, to come into alignment and come into agreement with the atmosphere of heaven now in the name of Jesus. We command the atmosphere, Lord God, to be sanctified. We command the atmosphere to be purified now in the name of Jesus. We bind every flying spirit, Lord God. We bind every unclean spirit, Lord God. We bind every demonic agent. We bind every demonic assassin now in the name of Jesus. We bind every agent of confusion, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus.
Everything that has been set to attack us, we call it null and void
now
in the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned.
Yes,
now in the name of Jesus, we shall bind things on earth, and they be bound in heaven. They shall loose things on earth, and they shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
We loose the very word of God in the earth realm. Now, in the name of Jesus, what has been released in the heavens, we command it to be released in the earth. Now, in the name of Jesus, the very words of the Lord that have been spoken in the heavens, we command to be established in the earth now, in the name of
Jesus.
It shall be so, and it shall not be otherwise.
Yes, Lord.
Now, in the name of Jesus, we speak forth and command the manifestation of the very word of God to come forth now, in the name of Jesus. Every promise that has been spoken, we command to be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Not prematurely, Lord God, but in due timing and in due season, Lord God,
in
the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you will release your angels, Lord God. Release the angels of the Lord in the name of Jesus, to contend against every demonic principality that would try to step in the way of what it is that you're trying to do now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We decree and declare you Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, Lord God. And we also decree and declare you Elohim Uzzeinu, the Lord, our strength.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
You are our strength, Lord God. Not just our physical strength, but you are our spiritual strength. You uphold us with your right hand of righteousness and holiness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You give us strength, Lord God. You give us endurance and you give us power, Lord God. Lord God, we are reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we shall wait on you and we shall wait in you, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father God, sometimes it is hard to wait for you, Lord God, because we get so caught up in our flesh, Lord God. But when we have to realize, Lord God, that when we decide not to wait, Lord God, we get out of you, Lord God, and we get into ourselves, Lord God, and
yes,
that when we're
Lord.
Not in ourselves, Lord, and that we're not in you, Lord God, we lose the very crown that is on our head, Lord God. We get caught up in things that we're not supposed to get caught up in, Lord God. So, Lord God, we make this declaration from here forth, Lord God, that we shall
yes,
wait
Lord.
On you and we shall wait in you, Lord God. We shall wait in you for you, the release of your word, Lord God.
Mm.
We shall wait in you for, so that we can receive your revelation, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We shall wait on you, Lord God. We shall wait in you, Lord God, so that we can receive understanding and wisdom for the next thing that you're taking us into, Lord God. We shall not veer to the left nor to the right, but we shall wait in you and receive everything
yes,
that you
Lord.
Desire to pour into us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we wait on you, Lord God, not just for your blessing, Lord God, but for your release, Lord God. We wait for your green light, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We're on our way to destiny, Lord God, but we realize that there's certain points and there's certain intersections, Lord God, where we have to stop, Lord God, where we have to take a pause, Lord God, so that other things can pass and go through, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Otherwise, we risk, Lord God, getting bashed from left and right, Lord God, confused in so many different ways, Lord God. So, Lord God, we take the time to wait, Lord God. We stop at your red light, Lord God,
yes,
and wait
Lord.
For your green light, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, so we stop at your red light and we wait for your green light, Lord God. In the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We command everything to come into divine alignment with your word.
Hallelujah.
We come everything to come in. We cause everything to come into alignment with your spirit, Lord God. We call out every family curse, Lord God, and every we call out every principality curse, Lord God, in the name of,
in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus.
And we make it null and void by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you sanctify us, purify us, Lord God, from the inside out and from the outside in, Lord
Amen.
God. So that we would be equipped and that we would be in position, Lord God, and that we would be in alignment, Lord God, that we would be fully ready, Lord God, to walk into the new thing that you have called us to walk in, Lord God, to be ready, Lord God, to drive forward, Lord God, when you have given your release, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give us patience, Lord God. Give us understanding, Lord God, of the times. In the name of Jesus. Keep
Amen.
Us and cover us. In the name of Jesus. Let there be healing. Let there be peace. Let there be strength, Lord God. Not as the world gives, but only as you give, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We glorify your name. We bless you. We thank you for this new day, Lord God. You brought the sunshine on today, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
You brought the sunshine to remind us, Lord God, that even though it might not be always be showing, the S-U-N is shining and the S-O-N is always shining.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We know that you, Lord Jesus, that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, Lord God, and all power in heaven and earth has been given unto you. So we ask, Lord God, that you go before us. Make every crooked road straight, Lord God. For you said in your word that in all of our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths. So we acknowledge you on today, Lord God. We acknowledge you on today, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, Apostle Dirty Red, can I say one thing? Mm-hmm. You can't feed me pancakes and have me full and get itis during prayer. You can't do that. You understand? Maybe we should pray first and then eat. Because I almost fell asleep. You don't believe me?
Well, it's good to sleep in the presence of the Lord.
Oh, I did. Oh, so I could take a nap next time?
To rest. I didn't say that.
I could take a nap next time you pray?
You can rest in the presence of the Lord.
So I can't take no nap?
I would not suggest taking a nap.
What about a little nappy nap?
A little nappy nap?
No nappy nap?
You just woke up.
My name is Peaches.
Oh, your name is... I don't know why I keep calling you Valencia.
You must have been thinking about another woman.
God must be doing a work in you, Evangelist Peaches.
You must have been talking about it to another woman. Mm-hmm. Hell. You must have been talking to another woman.
I must be talking to another woman?
Yes, because I don't know who Valencia is.
Well, the word that... If there was another woman, then there must have been the same word that you needed as well.
I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let that slide, Dirty Red. I don't have time for your foolishness today because this is the day.
See, Evangelist Peach is trying to be scandalous. it just won't work.
Well, how am I want to know how I'm trying to be scandalous. Tell me.
Talking about another woman.
What I'm saying is you keep calling me another name and my name is Peaches. I don't know who Valencia is. Just like you don't know who Seneca is.
Who's Seneca?
Exactly. I called you Seneca yesterday and you was Apostle Dirty Red.
Well,
I guess you ain't got nothing to say now. But yeah, you can't feed me pancakes and pray a long prayer because I could fall asleep. You don't want me falling asleep and snowing during the prayer, do you? I'm trying to respect you and Jesus, okay? Do you hear me? Can I get a word? Well, I think we should just leave with a little bit of song, you know, because this is definitely the day the Lord has made. So we want to give him his due, his honor. So we just want to encourage somebody. 'Cause, you know, sometimes you get on YouTube and they be breaking... You be trying to be in a praise spirit, mm-hmm. and they'll switch the song on you, or the commercial will come up. Mm-hmm. It's just a trick of the enemy. It's just a trick. Yeah. But once you get right, it'll play the whole song.
Yeah, but it just won't work.
It just won't work, will it? All right, Apostle Dirty Red, I didn't know you had no groove. You had a groove. You got a groove in you?
I got a groove in me.
Just asking. Y'all see, Apostle Dirty Red is old before his time. He way old. He old. You gotta hold on. That's the wrong song. You gotta be strong. I was secular for 2 seconds. This is not the time. Question your faith. It's not your time, y'all. This is not your place of destiny. No, it is. No. Yeah. So with that being said, you guys have heard the cut-up prayer today. We thank Apostle Dirty Red for his anointing. We thank him for his word. We ask that God bless him in his entirety today, oh God. Give him new reverence. Give him a new mindset. Give him a new walk and a new talk because he is Apostle Dirty Red. Y'all always ain't ready for this. But you guys stay tuned for more of the cut-up with Peaches and Apostle Dirty Red. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out.